You're ready?
Podcast! Welcome everyone to Connie's Podcast. I'm PD Nim and my Twitter handle is Fanatic.
Hi everyone, I'm Pao and my Twitter handle is IconPicFix.
Hi, I'm Dean. My Twitter handle is IconFastFiction.
So now we're recording post-concert of BIs here in Manila. Supposedly post-solo festival of Bobby, but unfortunately that didn't manifest. So yeah, so I'll be ushering the discussion throughout this episode since ako yung binik and it would, I guess, take a bulk of the episode. Unlike siguro if Bobby was in Wonderland, baka 50-50 tayo.
Oh, yan yung mga ano natin, like what could have been.
What could have been.
Yeah, right. I know. I was so looking forward to this recording. I thought like, oh my God, super
first
feels.
Time.
Well, may feels pa rin naman, pero half-half feels.
You know, we were excited because supposed to be there was a Bobby delegation and a Hanbin delegation.
I know. We're going to be well represented, supposedly. So, Bobby was supposed to be part of the lineup in the Wonderland comeback here in Manila for day two. Mm-hmm. So, again, that was also a surprising announcement. Nagulat lahat na... Oh, it's going to be March 5, which is the same as BI's solo concert. So, kamusta naman? So, a lot of, you know, shuffling around on the side of Iconics. Dane, what was the supposed plan for Bobby's outing in Wonderland?
Dane was supposed to be the Bobby delegate.
Yes, yeah. For a lot of reasons. Kasi it was an open-air event. So, it would have been my first festival / concert since the pandemic. It was also closer to me being a South girl. So it actually really would have worked out. When it was announced, a couple of days after, I decided that I would go. Eventually got a ticket, booked a hotel, because I'm still far away, even if it's closer to me. I thought it just would be better. So I was gonna make a whole long weekend out of it. I went on leave for work the Monday after.
Yeah.
After, because it was a Sunday. So I figured, okay, after the festival, I would just,
chill.
Spend time in Alabang and spend time in the city. When I went to sleep, siguro mga late Saturday night or early Sunday morning, I thought he had arrived already. Kasi there were reports na...
I remember you saw the fan cams, right? From Incheon.
Yeah, so earlier pa that day, there were fan cams of him in Incheon Airport, like about to leave. Before I went to bed, may mga reports na the fans waiting at the Manila Airport saw vans leaving. They didn't see Bobby in person, but they had assumed na... Bobby was in one of those vans. So I was so surprised when I woke up and there were reports. And he had left a message. I'm so sorry I couldn't see you.
Yeah, because that was 3 a.m. Manila time.
Yeah.
I think that was the time that he posted the Weavers message.
Yeah. And up until that point, I had thought, pa na, you mean you didn't see the fans at the airport? And I had thought that something had happened to his flight and he was still trying to figure it out. Although he did say in that message, I'll make it up to you next time. Which was kind of weird na yan, kasi nga, if you're still gonna make it to the festival, then no issues. True enough, like just a couple of hours later, turns out he's not gonna make it. But ultimately, I decided to not go. I mean, the lineup was still pretty good, but I was lazy. And I had a really long week. I really only wanted to see Bobby, and then I was thinking I would hold off to watch Phoenix then, which was the last set of the day. But like there was like a 5-hour gap then between Bobby and Phoenix. So even then I wasn't sure. Thankfully, there will be refunds, supposedly, if you bought after the announcement that Bobby was gonna be in the lineup. So it's been a week, but wala pang updates. Hopefully, by the time this podcast comes out, I would have already been able to refund. But we'll see.
And yeah, the announcement came after first day. So if you bought day one and day two, then went to day one. So parang technically, your tickets are already used. So you cannot get a refund anymore. But that's a bummer then, no?
Yeah. I was surprised and pretty thankful that they offered the refund.
Right.
Because if you think about it, there were like more than 10 acts naman for day two. Or maybe 10. So one was gone. And then the biggest headliner was still there. So like technically, you could have argued na no refunds. But I'm thankful that they did.
If there's one thing that Wonderland and Karpos did right, yun nga, offering the refund is a good way to also appease those who bought tickets for Bobby.
I feel they announced it pretty quickly pa din. I mean, I just remember...
Not bad.
Yeah.
Correct. It was like early in the morning.
Yeah, it was like 10. Right? Yeah. The fact that I didn't even pack anymore. Parang wala na akong time to pack to get ready to go. Kasi by that time, na-announce nila na hindi na siya pupunta. So I just remember what happened. Was it LA? There was that music festival in the States.
Yeah, yeah.
The SM artists and Icon. And
yes, yeah.
Like Icon made it, pero parang a lot of the SM artists didn't because of visa issues, and they barely announced it or like on the day or something.
Yeah, that one in the States, I think one artist, I mean one group had to perform twice na lang. I think it's a 2-day thing then, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, they had to have that group perform both days.
Just that might have been Icon actually, or no. I can't remember.
No, I don't think it's Icon.
Ano, mahaba lang yung set ni Icon. Oh, parang yun yung understanding ko. They performed on the same day with the US festival naman.
Mm-mm.
But the set, instead of like having just a couple of songs, I think the set list got stretched.
So, yeah.
Yeah, the Iconics are happy.
I know. But it was sad. Oh my God, I would have wanted to see Bobby. It would have been like the trial run for his solo, which we'll talk about later.
This kind of platform, sobrang okay kasi, you know, may Western appeal si Bobby.
Yes, correct.
Way. I know.
Right.
So this would have been like a very good marketing venue for him.
To expand his base.
Yeah, and you know, kind of cool crowd.
Dude, yeah.
I say so myself.
This is like exactly. Cool crowd. Cool kids.
Yeah.
I know, if you make it there, parang dude, that's, yeah.
Pero disclaimer lang sa mga cool kids, ha? May asawa at anak po si Bobby. So...
I know. Yeah. I kind of wondered then when K-pop is starting to infiltrate the Coachella setting. And I'm not sure, for example, if Die Hard Wonderland purist people,
yes,
what's their reaction? Kasi kajin pa rin ni Bobby is K-pop pa rin siya, despite the fact.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Na meron na siyang solo albums, meron talaga siyang sariling image din, apart from within a K-pop boy group, diba? Of course, the K-pop fans know about, but those people don't know about that dimension of his being a musician. I really wonder. So, they do have Asian acts, pero very HITC style.
They do.
I guess that would have been acceptable.
Yes.
Except for example, yun yan, with Bobby na. Mas ma-K-pop yung impression from those people.
Even his solo, very hip-hop si Bobby.
Yes.
Pero walang ibang hip-hop act, I think, in Wonderland. I mean, it's very indie, alternative, sort of, ganyan. So, parang...
Yeah, oo.
So, actually, it would have been interesting to see how the Wonderland crowd would have reacted to him. Tapos, I was really hoping that even if after his set, he would have stayed on to check out the other artists.
With Phoenix.
So, I really... I love Phoenix. And I love his song. So, I was having hopes that he would stay and there would be pictures of him, like... watching Phoenix or even having a photo with them, tapos parang ma-influence din siya ng music nila. Parang, oh,
kasama niya sa set din si, ano, diba? Dashboard.
Dashboard.
Rico Blanco.
Yeah,
oh, that would be
Rico nice. Blanco. Cool, sino pa ba? French Kiwi Juice. As in, like, French Kiwi Juice, FKJ, he's a really good producer. So, oh my God, like, diba? They could have met and they could have decided to, like, do something. And then the duo before Bobby, I don't know how to pronounce their names.
Yeah, hindi ko rin alam
they're
ba
a Thai duo.
Pero I listen to their songs.
They're so good.
I know. And then if you look, actually, ironically, the Spotify Wonderland playlist still has the Bobby songs there. I mean, if you look at the playlist, my God, 9 songs, not bad for the price ticket, no? Hindi masyado between levels.
Yeah.
So you have You Mad, Hold Up, Tende, I Love You, Runaway, Lilac, In the Dark, Heartbroken, Playboy, and Dane, and ending niya. Ending niya, Dane is gorgeous. I'm not sure if this... I'm not sure if this is like in order.
I know.
Of, no, pero, kasi parang gets ko na UMAD would have been, could have been the opening or the closing, no? For me, baka pwedeng UMAD yung
to
opening para lang
to
set the tone. But imagine, the last song is Gorgeous, which Dane really loves. If you just refer to our Bobby podcast episode for that. So, that would have been epic for Dane.
Yeah. That's already a quality set list. But my dream set list would be more Love and Fall talaga. Tapos summer pa naman. But like, I know that's a long shot. So para, okay, hard. But I would have been happy with that set list. But like,
exactly.
So yeah, again, I'm sad. Parang last week, I got over it quite quickly. Uh-uh. Because yeah, parang the logistics, parang, I'm fine. Yeah, now I'm sad again. Next time na lang.
It's also notable, supposed to be, this is gonna be like Dane's first festival slash concert. It's like a coming out party.
And the last Wonderland I went to was the first one, wait for it, 10 years ago.
Oh my God.
10 years ago na ba yon? So, So, yeah.
Yeah, dun sa chat group namin, guys, may throwback si Dane nung pictures niya, like, 10 years ago yeah. in Wonderland. So, it would have been, like, a nice full diba? Circle, you know?
So, yung time yung uso pa yung mga flowers in your hair, like, the cold Coachella vibe. Kasi yung Coachella na tayo, parang hindi pa masyadong, I mean, it's not the Coachella now. Parang medyo mas indie pa
indie,
rin siya.
Yeah. So, parang very hipster-ish.
It was still a vibe then.
Yeah, I know.
I know. It wasn't meant to be.
And this would have been like an epic episode. Like,
yeah, yun talaga.
I know. I have a feeling na para ma-elevate din yung experience ko while in BI's solo concert. If like at the back of my mind, I was thinking, oh my God, and Dane is in Bobby and experience. Parang, of course, there's slight FOMO there. Pero yung tipong, yeah. I'm so glad as well for the Bobbics and those who decided to go to Wonderland. May konting elation that I'm so happy for them to have that parallel experience with us. In a higher plane of being, you have like these two shared experiences in two separate venues. Wow.
Like, in how many times in a lifetime will this happen?
Right? Yeah.
I know.
Oh my God. That was also my added hope. Was like, I don't know, they run into each other and then after party. Well, it was not meant to be.
Yeah. Kasi para sa atin, okay, may konting overlap, pero mas mauuna matatapos yung set ni Bobby while BI's concert is still ongoing.
Oh, may oras pa silang mag BGC. Ganyan. After that,
meet halfway.
Kaya, diba? Oh. Or like, you know, hotel. I mean, like, punta na lang sa room. Like, ano, discreetly, ganyan.
Yeah.
We have the license to, yung mga delulu, ano natin, scenarios. May konting foundation.
Yes.
Diba?
Unlike, you know, what really happened. So, hope to see you again, Bobby. Well, I think we're gonna see you.
We're gonna see him. I can see him.
We're gonna see him. Yeah. So now we go to, as promised by BI from his fan meet last year. So he now has his solo concert tour.
Yeah, it's an Asia tour.
Yeah, Asia tour tagged as BI LOL The Hidden Stage.
The Hidden
so,
Stage.
So kind of funny din branding. Yeah, but very cool. So that's last March 5. And yes, BICC guys tayo. So, for this time. Pero wag kayo, the Lee Jong-suk fan meet is BICC. Ano yun? As a venue, aba, may ano.
It's coming back.
May K-era si BICC. We're embarking the K-era for BICC.
It's not just the graduations and the conferences, but,
don't typecast,
you know. Don't
BICC daw. First, we start with the pre-concert experience. Actually, for I and Pao, we had our own social thing pa beforehand. So, we're in the venue. Maybe maximum 2 hours before the actual event.
Right.
Kasi nga, we know then that there's not a lot of things to do. Yung commercial setup around BICC is not much. Bulk of the fan-initiated events happened in that entire big landing lobby ng BICC before the part of the plenary hall. Surprisingly, may official merchandise na hindi tayo na-warn beforehand. So, I only found it out like on the day itself na apparently they are selling yung official merchandise.
Yeah.
So, you have the official t-shirt and yung bandana. I bought the bandana. And then, yun, in area where you claim your togas, yung mga ganon. That's where it is.
Right at the back of the big painting. Ganyan.
Yeah, yeah. Andun din yung setup ni Three Angles for the claiming of, you know, the various perks. And then, there's a separate booth then na very separated. So, at least walang convergence in terms of the lines. You know, like a crowd control was very smooth kasi ang laki nung area as it is.
Right.
For the SM ticketing naman, for those na mga nagla last minute. You know, like those people na na-disappoint from the Wonderland. They can easily then just go to the PICC venue itself and then pick and select their seats.
One of the things that I remember from the Twitter spaces of the local fandom, they were supposed to put like food truck.
Mm.
So, kasi nga, very limited yung food. And I remember PICC did mention, or at least Three Angles did mention na food from outside is not allowed. So, and the venue itself does not like cater to any food stands, ganyan. So the local fandom was supposed to bring in some food trucks, but apparently because of approval issues, not only of Three Angles and also the other management, pati pala yung approval ng CCP, because PICC is part of it, diba? Mas mahaba yung process of approvals ng pagpasok ng mga food trucks. So parang hindi rin siya natuloy. But yeah, well, you can lounge around in Sofitel.
Kung marami kang pera, diba?
Pwede ka mag-lounge sa Sofitel. And then near Sofitel, there's Seascape. So syempre, as a tradition of, you know, Connie's podcast, we did our rounds of drinks.
Yes.
Nakadalawang beer kami ni Edine during that waiting time, ganun. So, sabi ko nga sa kanya, nung pagpalakad na kami going to the venue, sabi ko, ay nako, sabi ko for sure, pagdating ko doon, wala na yung amats
ko. So wala na yun yung amats namin. So, kind of funny. Pero it's kind of a weird experience din, no, pa? Kasi first of all, so we drank, we had our mini kain na din prior to, kasi nga, sakto siya ng dinner time, eh. It's kind of a weird walk going to the PICC.
We're
gonna pass through back gardens. This is like a weird, alam mo yun, parang a weird concert experience na may dadaan ng halamanan, ganyan. So,
may fountain. Ganyan. May mga sculptures.
Oh, pero, diba,
what is this?
A very unique experience.
It's like a very different experience for concert goers like us. That is one experience that you cannot achieve if the venue is like MOA Arena and NFT or Araneta.
Yeah.
So, it's a welcome change. Yung ganong klaseng environment. Medyo ano lang, para nang tatawa-tawa lang kami ni PDNIM. Kasi nga, memories of like graduation.
I haven't been there for the longest time. Usually, I go there for example, may mga musicals, ganyan. Pero usually, sa CCP side kasi, not the PICC.
Correct.
So, the last time I went to PICC was like for a government-led convention. Fun then in that sense.
Good times.
Yeah, and then in that same rain, so you have their official merchandise. Buti na lang din, umabot yung light stick ni Paus.
Yeah.
Yes, I
would really like to thank Kubugi PH for doing everything that they can to make sure that the light sticks are with me and with the other Binix and IDs na nag-order. One of the things that I realized, I own a couple of other light sticks as well. Normally, having fresh batteries will do, but the BI light stick consumes so much batteries. Tapos, ang medyo weird kasi dun sa setup nung light stick na yon. If the battery goes low, so for example, pinasok mo yung battery, so ang ganda nung light. Kasi the original bulbs inside the LED light are white. So as the battery goes out, it turns yellow, then it turns red. So naisip ko rin siya na parang, baka kaya niya naisip na gawing red, you know, to pay homage the Great Con Fire. But that's just me being delusional. Sorry naman. For me as a merch lady, medyo na-turn off ako. Ang bilis mawala ng battery. For those who are using the Bin Bong, you need to invest with rechargeable batteries talaga. Make sure that you have two sets of three batteries kasi it really goes out kaagad. And it has its own app. So you can control the color of the light by connecting it to Bluetooth. But the more that you connect it to the Bluetooth, the more that it consumes battery. But it can be improved. Like, I hope that if Hanbin will release another light stick, but not too soon, Hanbin, ha? Not too soon, please. I hope that if they reproduce another set of light sticks, like, they take that into consideration. I think PDNIM that also affected the fan project a bit, no? Because there's a fan project na you have to put your light stick to yellow color. So by the time that the fan event happened, because it happens toward the end na yung mga 3/4 na nung show, ang dami ng red yung light stick. I guess they did not anticipate the amount of power that the light stick is using. So syempre, ang alternative nun is to use the vinyl sticker provided by the local fandom behind the banner. Pero syempre, di ba? I mean, bumili ka ng light stick for that function.
Dahil nga nag-iiba yung colors ng light stick pag na-deplete yung battery. So, manalaman mo na tuloy kung which light sticks yung naubusan ng battery kasi red na yung light stick. So, kind of funny.
Oo. Nung una nga, parang akala ko, it's the setting. I noticed that my light stick turned yellow. Tapos parang naisip ko, na-affect ba when I was testing the Bluetooth? But apparently, as time goes by, as the concert progressed, nag-red siya. So, parang that's how the light stick was designed. It tells you if the battery is going out. While that intention was good to tell the user, bummer, nag-iiba yung kulay niya.
So yeah, and then going back then nga to PICC as a venue, dahil nga ang laki nung space din pa, diba? Actually, it's pretty comfortable kasi nasa loob ka eh. The venue itself, right, like really lends for like a lot of interactions na hindi masyado claustrophobic inducing. Kasi malaki siya.
Mas well-spaced yung seats ng PICC compared to
Kenneth. Definitely. So, pero I mean, I'm talking about Taulex yung sa labas. So, you can do your fan activities like pagbigay ng mga free photo cards, mga ganyan. So, you can do all of those like in a very comfortable setting kasi may aircon ka, alam mo yun, ganyan. Super high ceiling. Tapos mga chandeliers, kind of funny na chandeliers.
At saka ano, the light is a little bit dim. Yeah.
Nice din kasi at least noong time natin nakaupo tayo ng maayos sa labas ha, while waiting to be called for the lineup.
Yeah, yeah.
So not bad. I'm not sure though the crowd situation when the VIP, yung mga soundcheck people, kumbaga. Kasi by that time, nanando kami sa PICC, I think nakapasok na yung mga soundcheck people. So that's like half of the crowd already.
Yeah, most of the VIP seats are already taken. Kasi nga, sila yung may soundcheck package.
So not too bad, hindi siya overwhelming when we were there prior to entering the actual plenary hall. So, tama nga yung warning nila na malamig nga talaga sa loob.
Right.
Malamig talaga sa loob.
Malamig talaga
sa loob. Although, naka-long sleeve ako, I think parang midway naman, hindi na siya as sobrang lamig. I think because of the moving around then, you know, everyone.
And the energy.
Energy
ganyan.
And, you know, a lot of people na breathing and exhaling the same time. Pero yung unang pasok mo sa plenary hall, yes, I concur.
Malamig
sobrang
siya.
Lamig. Sobrang lamig. Yeah. Next is PICC in terms of the sound system. Not really a fan. So, number one, I really pity yung VIP.
Oo nga eh.
Well, not pity them kasi, you know, marami silang interaction with Hanbin. So, anyway, pero baka kinda na-taint yung concert experience nila kasi it seems that the sound system is really skewed towards the front. Hindi siya masyado surround sound levels.
I think it has to do also with the acoustics of the venue.
Pwede like, din.
The acoustics does not cater to that kind of music, I guess.
So, feeling ko sobrang sakit yung mga nasa harap in terms of the sound. Apart from that, you can add on this to Pao, kind of grating yung treble, yung high frequency nung songs. Basta for me, hindi balanced yung sound mixing. I'm not sure if it's a BI production system issue or is it the equipment, anything else, Pao, regarding the sound system?
I think it's really the acoustics of the venue because even the screams, parang at some point, pag masyado ng high-pitched yung screams ng mga tao. And hello, like, it's a concert. So, most probably, they will, like, go wild, diba? Pero it's very unpleasant.
Mm.
Like, if the screams are high-pitched, to the point that PD Nim and I would, you know, cover our ears. Kasi yung tama nung song, pabalik dun sa crowd. Not the song, but, like, the sound itself. Yeah. Pag bumalik dun sa crowd, medyo masakit siya sa tenga. So, I also agree with how the VIP people took the experience. Tayo kasi medyo far,
likod tayo,
medyo malayo pa tayo, medyo likod pa. So, parang I think what we're getting is not the echo, parang yung pabalik na nung sound from the acoustics. But this one, kung nasa VIP ka, tapos sobrang nakatapat mo yung speaker. Oh my goodness, parang how are you hearing properly? Ganun yung feeling. Some of the fans actually also tweeted about the position of the chairs towards the leftmost side and the rightmost side. Medyo obstructed na yung view. Because the stage, no, of the concert, PDNM, parang hindi siya pabilog.
Hindi siya masyado ka-curved. And then apart from that, you have those humongous speakers and then you have your LED pa.
The LED.
So yeah, gets ko. I mean, I saw those pictures sa Twitter feed natin.
This
is the actual view. So like, oh my gosh. Kind of
and they
horrible,
paid like
so.
Full price for those, right? Like,
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So a bad side effect of that is now tumayo yung mga tao na nandun sa area na yon.
Let's say, for example, of course, some people would actually prefer the aisle seats, diba? There are really concert goers who would choose to be seated at the aisle. And if you are at the leftmost or the rightmost side, tas nasa aisle ka, piraso lang ni Hanbin yung makikita mo.
Oh, wala na talaga.
Kasi the speakers are protruding towards the stage. So, if Three Angles would produce another concert like that and in that same venue, they should really rethink putting barricade, I guess, para then the people at the aisle will not be obstructed by the people who are standing up. And siguro parang i-angle naman nila, di ba, ng konti, na makita nung nagbayad yung pinapit. Kasi parang ang ending nun, either aasa ka na lang na dadaan siya sa harap mo or manonood ka dun sa LED, di ba?
Yeah, which is, why did I pay this much? Na nasa harap na ako, tapos titingin pa rin ako sa LED. Parang napaka-counterintuitive, diba? So,
correct.
Yung story niyo about PICC being a unique event, it just reminded me of this video I saw na the Foo Fighters, they had a concert in Greece. Tapos literal, behind ancient ruins.
Okay.
So, won't that be cool if like...
Yeah.
Yeah, Hanbin Place in, I don't know, Intramuros. I don't know. Or Paco Park. Ganyan. Like,
Fort Santiago. Fort Santiago. Tapos yeah. Nakatayo na lang tayo. So, may golf course doon.
Right. O para mas malaking venue, diba? Like ano, open air, grand style, diba? Ganyan.
Diba? Ayun na, pwede na kayong mag, ano, mag-galawan na dyan.
Mag-wild kayo doon. Okay diba? Lang. Okay
na. Gusto nyo mag-tumbling, pwede. Oh, malaki. Diba?
May hugot.
Oh, yeah. Before we go to the actual performance, the setlist portion, let's go muna dun sa mga non-song na topics. So like, of course, this is supported by the local BI fan club. So meron din mga fan projects. Minansyon mo nga kanina about the yellow stuff. May konting na-compromise because of the nature of yung light stick ni AI. Actually, cute sana yung Cosmos Petals. I saved one.
I know.
So like, good job din to the fan club. Ang ganda sana no, nung impact na yon, I guess, room for improvement. I think pinadali. Dahil nga sa Twitter space, I think by that time, hindi tayo sure kung ma-approve. I think your fan project. So this was kind of last minute. So this is very understandable. Pero the success of any fan project lies in the instruction at the moment. For example, yung Petals, yun nga, no time for them to prepare beforehand. So Dean, just to inform you, so the Petals are like in this small plastic na nakatali.
Yeah, makeshift
plastic. Yung mga lagayan dati ng mga soft drinks sa may plastic. So,
yeah.
Oh, right. So ganung style siya. Nandun yung Petals, distribute to the people. Yun, like ako, sinabi ko sa iba, dahil aware ako na may ganitong fan project. Na, right. Alam ko during Cosmos to, alam nakadikit na parang, throw this during Cosmos, sang part ng Cosmos. Alam mo yun? Sariling discarte na lang. Yung start pa lang ng Cosmos, like even midway on the verse and the start chorus, may nakita na kami mga sporadic.
May lumilipad.
May mga sporadic na petals. So kami parang, wait, so saan ba talaga? Ganyan. So initially, I thought it's like very intuitive, very natural to know kung kailan mo iakit yung petals. But
apparently,
Cosmos as a song allows you to have the right mood to throw those petals. That would have been a cool fan project.
It's literally adapting to its name, like Dancing Petals.
Oh, Dancing Petals.
Kasi once na you try to shove it to the air,
when it goes
down, maganda. Ang ganda ng effect.
I'm revealing my age. Naalala niyo yung Twister na movie? Diba yung struggle nila na yung pag-akyat
si
ng mga
Dorothy.
Metal? Si Dorothy. Si Dorothy, diba? May ganong impact siya. That nice. Would have been nice if everyone would have thrown it all the same time. Oh my God. Sobrang chef's kiss yun. So, let's not be discouraged. Let's do it again.
Next time.
I want talaga to do it again. At least kasi for the banner and for the yellow light with the sticker, may instructions, very clear. So, and enough time naman din for other people to like, tell people that, hey, put up your banners.
I think the Lights of Love fan project, that was the yellow light. There was time for people to really put the vinyl sticker because Hanbin was watching the fan-made song.
Yeah.
So parang people are preparing while he is enjoying the song. So hindi niya nakikita na may ginagawa tayo behind the scenes.
Yeah. So that was a success. Yung nice. Yellow Ocean, kumbaga. You mentioned na nga din pa regarding yung fan video. So that was pretty cool then. Pretty nice. Very cute yung song. Tapos maganda rin yung video itself. And BI, of course, appreciates all the fan effort. So you really see the appreciation then afterwards.
Aww.
Medyo teary-eyed siya.
So, that's nice. Another, I guess, non-set list event then is the special appearance. Of course, teaser na naman itong mga accounts na to. Talagang, I really tamped on my expectation na...
low expectations.
Siyempre si Bobby kasi yung ano.
Kasi, I mean, that would have made Korean national news.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Yes. Like for double sure. B. One night only. Diba? Not in Korea, but in the Philippines. Oh my God.
Korean Herald, mga Chosun levels yan.
Oh my God.
Kumbaga hindi lang yan sumpi. Alam mo yun? Apart from the fact na they're in another agency.
Right.
Mas epic yun kung nasa YG pa rin sila tapos bilang nagpakita siya. Ibang level of rebel din na yun. Pero ito na nasa 143. You have like a mini case for it.
Yeah.
There is a really slight chance, diba?
As expected, I think that this is the general consensus. it was James Reed who appeared. So, okay, this is James Reed.
First time you siya makita in person.
I saw him in another function. So, yeah. So, he sang two songs. Not bad yung songs.
Live.
I think it's live.
I don't necessarily like listen to his discography, but almost same vibe yung songs niya with Hanbin. Nice. Yeah, so that's why I guess.
And sorry, what's their nice common thread again?
Ang alam ko, I think they have the same US promoter.
Transparent agent. Yeah. Parang transparent something.
Yung agent, I mean, like, there's an intersection in the agency or at least promoter. That's why there's an overlap there.
So, yeah.
And we all know na James Reed is also having his penetration towards the K market.
Music. Then. It's also notable to mention that it's not the first time that James Reed did a guesting in a Manila Korean fan meet or concert.
JB.
He appeared first in JB. So that was last year, right after Hanbin's fan meet. No?
International promoter nga or something.
I guess. Pwede.
You know, with James Reed, nagkaroon tayo ng business case na kaya mag-behave ng mga tao. Na
kaya po nating mag-behave, guys. Kaya pala natin.
Kalain mo yun.
Wait, I have a question. So, parang yung previous encounter nyo with Hanbin, si Donnie naman yung nakita nyo, di ba? Before that.
After pala.
But that was like outside of the venue.
Yes. So, in the battle of
Donnie!
Local celebrity.
Naman!
Somewhere around Hanbin.
Naman!
Yeah.
I will vote for Donnie with my life. Ganon.
Pero grabe no.
Donnie Pangilinan forever.
Grabe no, if you have Donnie and Hanbin in the same stage. I mean, I would still go with Hanbin. Pero I'm like, wow, the best one. Like, pero I mean, like, the stage.
Sinapak mo na ako ng visual ni Hanbin. Sasapakin mo pa ba ako ng visual ni Donnie? Ganon.
Who's taller?
Yeah.
Donnie. Ah, Hanbin?
I mean, Donnie, I know he's like really tall, so I figured he'd win. But between
James?
The two of them, yeah.
Parang
I think almost same. I think almost
same. Interesting.
Okay, so now we go on to the actual set list ni Hanbin. So I think the set list ran for like 2 hours, pal. Is that correct? Wow.
Yeah. With the encore, I think way beyond 2 hours pa nga. Most likely, mga 2 hours, 2 hours 15. Ganyan.
Yeah.
2 hours 30.
Supposedly, it should start 6:30, but it didn't start on time. And then we ended around 9 o'clock. So, I guess nga rin ginawa na talaga nila na ganong type of timings. Kasi after pa nun yung group photos, tsaka yung mga iba pang perks, yung non-sound check.
Right.
So, kaya nagabi na rin like Sunday. Which is understandable kasi nga, midnight yung flight ni Hanbin going to Manila eh. So, talagang hindi siya maka-afford ng maraming activities prior to the performance itself kasi he has to rest. A lot of songs. I think he almost cleaned out his discography, feeling ko nga eh.
Right.
Kaya, ayun. So, we'll go to the highlights later. But yung mga usual bangers niya, which I also really love. So, we have your B2B2, we have Waterfall, you have Ila.
Yeah.
And then Cosmos, of course, a fan favorite. That's what we mentioned. Kanina. Yeah. And of course, Rebirth is just, you know, our post.
The love song.
Yeah, out of hiding song. I want to nakakatawa pala with Waterfall. Kasi syempre, I so love the dance break ng Waterfall. Ready na ako for it. Apparently, mali yung napindot kong button. So, hindi siya nag-record. So, nag-record ko yung before and after nung dance. So, ang galing ko, tiba. So, yun. And then, surprisingly, tiba pa, na he performed Daydream. Na featuring Lihai. Hindi naman surprising na, kasi it's a big song. Pero, he performed something na may featuring artist. Of course, it was the IDs who supplied the Lihai parts for him.
Right?
Yeah. Again, you know, shivers down my spine.
Woohoo!
Kaya na prepare na tayo kasi we saw the Bangkok footage.
Okay.
Na i-perform nga yung medley niya with the spliced version of B.I. and One and Only or Dot.
Grabe! The feels!
Yeah.
Medyo nag-wild kami ni P.D. Nim do. Parang,
FYI, kasi we only got the silver ticket. Financial constraints. So, doon kami sa silver ticket. So, parang tipong, given that price here, I'm like, oh my God, ROI na ako. I just want if you're gonna tell me Icon Continued Tour 2018 that this will be the last time I'll hear Dot. Alam mo yun? live. Diba? I think we mentioned that in the previous podcast episodes then that he performed BI. No, not BI. I think Dot De lang. Nung virtual concert niya. Yung right. One of his first virtual concerts that, oh my yeah, God, right. He still performed it. And then now, na napakinggan natin both BI and Dot De live.
Live.
So like, oh, what a blessing.
And the IDs are singing the songs, diba? Sobrang, my heart
talaga. As in, it's really palpable. It harks back talaga na, you know, the nostalgia on the icon. Of course, again, yeah, we have moved on. Pero ito yung mga one of those moments na, you know, the icon days. And even for his career, like, B.I.
That was pre-debut. Yeah. Show Me the Money.
Yeah, that was SMTM Season 3 days. If you knew the backstory, what's happening during that time, di ba?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, during that time, yung struggle niya, like juggling everything that was mix and match during that time. Sobrang hirap na hirap siya. Hindi niya ma-memorize yung lyrics niya sa SMTM, which is so unlike him. If you know the backstory of that song and you know the backstory of Dot De, it all converges to like this particular moment. So sobrang good thing na kasama siya ng setlist. Yeah. So yan.
I think B.I. also holds the record of, wasn't it the first Show Me the Money track that hit number one?
That hit number one.
Yes.
Yeah. And ironically, he got eliminated during that round. Diba?
And I remember Tableau saying that was his best song dun sa buong experience niya in SMP.
Yeah, yun yung ironic about it. Kung kailan yung may super banger song na siya, dun pa siya na-eliminate. So kind of funny. Oh. Even for me, knowing how Hanbin was during Who Is Next, and then when I saw his performance sa Show Me the Money, you know that this is not the top of the line Hanbin as a rapper that we're experiencing. Right. He was super stretched. Of course, it's a good thing that he was there. And of course, it was a good thing that Bobby was there because he won the entire show.
Pero
alam mo yon, the song itself, B.I., was really a testament of him being a rapper. Yung style niya talaga was embodied in that song and super early in his career. So, yeah, I was super
happy. And I think the way that he also writes lyrics, parang dun talaga na-prove ng many people that, you know, he does not only write diss tracks, but it's really a story told in rap.
Yeah.
And he's really a good lyricist. Yeah. Di, mag-produce ka naman na maraming ganun pa. 3 songs in your next album para that sound like B.I. and Dot De.
Yun ang ating wish list. Tayot pal, no? Even you, Dane, I'm assuming na this is more of the side of Hanbin now. We more gravitate towards. We appreciate that he has his own style right now. He can venture
and he's
more.
He's experimenting.
Yeah,
he has his own profile, but the core of it, admittedly, ito yung ano natin. Yeah. Ito yung leading natin. I mean, those are the key highlights for us, but of course, you guys are welcome to, you know, share your thoughts then kung ano yung mga peak songs na you really like. Oh, so yung sa Flame, yung iconic na, hindi siya dance break eh, parang yung towards the end na sayaw niya na naging Thriller, Michael Jackson-ish siya. That was super cool.
He has 4 backup dancers. Nagwapo din, by the way.
All boys.
Of course, yeah.
May pagka-standard Taeyang.
I know. Naka-wife beaters, ganon.
Ganyan.
So yeah, so those are the highlights. Nice. Feel free to also share your thoughts, which song, which performance you like the most. When we go to the encore songs, number one, ito yung leverage ni Hanbin. Umpisa pa lang, kasi nga, I think he knows how Filipino IDs react to him and in general. Ginawa niyang bargaining chip yung encore na parang, guys, so let's have a fun time. I'll go down. Sinabi na niya, I'll go down. So, you know, safety first. I think tinanong niya, I'm not sure if it's a question or talagang sinabi niya talaga na, you guys want an encore, right? Umpisa pa lang, guys. Ginano na niya kami. Uh-huh. It was a pretty long encore. I'm talking about encore plus the unreleased songs. This was pretty long. I think it was maybe 20 to 30 minutes of the encore.
Mahaba.
So, may mga naulit na songs and oh my God, I'm so happy kasi encore yung again yung Dot De. So, I'm like, ah!
And mas mahabang version yung Dot De.
Yeah.
Sulit na sulit.
Yeah, sulit. So, mas marami namin ko yung fan cams. I mean, Tsaka ano, mga selfies videos of ourselves na bayo-bayo. So, super good encore songs. And then, the feature of the encore songs is the unreleased songs ni Hanbin.
Yes.
Kind of B.I. style pa rin. Mm. Upbeat, but more of ano ba? New age. Hindi ko kasi makarakterize yung kanta niya. So,
oo, parang...
Ano, genre niya?
Like, hindi rin siya kasi masyadong indie rock eh. Pero yung the way that his songs are right now, that's out of four songs, yung tatlong songs niya is like similar to how he produces his songs now. Like how he writes and arrange his songs.
So yung third song, half yung usual style niya and then half very upbeat, kind of hip-hop.
Yeah. Uh-uh. So, meron yung ano, dude, yung You Make Me Horny lyrics ni Kuya. Nakaka-stress.
May ganun na siya.
Parang,
ngayon.
Can you please explain what you just said? Ganun.
Yeah. Kasi syempre, hindi na yung masyado may digest. Ito yung mapag, you get a sense of what the song will be.
Yeah.
And then the last song is really very rave, EDM, dubstep-ish. Super surprising and
it's taking me back to 2010.
Yeah. Interlaced with some notes of hip-hop. May mga ganong moments siya. Pero ang ganda kasi din from our view, since we're in the latter half of the area, may kita mo na talaga people are super pumped up and then kita mo rin si Hanbin super pumped up kasi yung mga tao talaga nagwawala na talaga. So I'm not even sure for example if there are like PICC guards there na parang what the hell is happening? Parang hindi mo ito makikita sa in PICC na parang layo mo nagwawala level. So what a treat talaga. I'm sure PICC is not used to that kind of nakakatawa.
That was also a really nice way to end.
Very unique way din of ending it. Na hindi banner headline song yung closing mo. But at the same time, everyone's so into it. So,
yes.
Ang gandang closing, kahit na unfamiliar, yung mga tao dun sa song na yun.
So, party lang.
Party lang. To our next portion of the recording. Dahil dun sa experience na nun with the unreleased songs, na tapunan niya yung slightly unsavory experience. Kasi admittedly, kinda na-check out ako kasi na-turn off ako with some of the fan behavior.
I think at some point, di ba, nag-ano din siya, nag-holy water din.
Oy, nag-holy water siya! Yes! Uh-oh. Oh my gosh, yes, nag-holy water siya.
Love it!
I think para it's kumalma yung mga tao sa baba, para holy water para sa inyo, ganun.
Basbasan natin, So we now go to the, hindi pa pala to highlight eh. In fairness to Hanbin, he really fulfilled his promise to go to everyone. So,
right.
You really see na he really endeavored to meet people up close talaga. So, there were a couple of times na during his songs, he went down that middle aisle, that very strategic middle aisle ng VIP center. And then, there are also two instances, Pao, right? Two instances when he really went around and have those interactions with people.
Mm.
So, you have the behaved people, you have the not-so-behaved people. I mean...
the hormonal peeps!
Kasi parang iba na internal screaming, like me, diba? Na parang, you know, pwede naman. It really came to the point na... Which we got a glimpse of, to be honest, last year.
During
you can go
meet.
To that episode as well.
That episode.
Yeah. Yeah, devoted a separate episode to that, actually, diba?
Right.
I kind of thought na it would have been more calmer and more disciplined this time around, but unfortunately...
Oh, kasi may use case na tayo, guys, eh.
Yeah.
Like, we already experienced it during the fan meet, so we were kind of hoping that this is gonna be more pleasant. But unfortunately,
in summary, like people really getting into Hanbin's way, so yun lang
correct.
For me. Kasi okay lang if you lean in, you try to get that moment, of course he's also amenable to it, but you know there's a boundary. The boundary is you don't get in his way and force him to do these things. For me, it's more of that. In my eyes, slightly unsavory lang yung some of the people who really step on to his path to capture a moment, is always amenable to that. Ang problem kasi is you're preventing him from progressing to the areas where he wants to go. Imagine, for example, in Tangerine, instead of, I think the idea was, by the end of Tangerine, he's already back to the stage.
Right.
What happened is, natapos na yung song, he's 1/3 of the way, I think. Because I think, na-stop siya dun sa silver left area. And then, he cannot progress going through the gold center area. Tama pa, no? Gold center area to traverse to the silver and the bronze, right? Kami ni Power in the...
No, left.
No, you're facing the stage, eh. So, you're progressing to the right. Ang path ni Hanbin is that he goes to the center, VIP, then he goes to his right, which is our left. So, VIP left.
Yes.
He goes around that side. So, left ng mga audience. then goes inner to the gold and silver left and bronze in a way kasi nga nakababa yung bronze people. And then he traverses yung gold, yung center. So silver center and gold center, yung gitna na yun. Mm. And then he turns again to the silver right, in a way bronze. Those very good moments talaga na super lapit niya sa amin. And then he goes back via the VIP right area, then up the stage. So what happened is, yung first attempt niya to go around, Tangerine, natapos yung song,
yes,
na-stuck siya doon before he can traverse ng maayos doon sa gold center, silver center. So he really stopped. May Tiger Bin moment tayo. Sana nag-full on Tiger Bin na siya.
I know. Sorry, yeah. Like, I have to say this. We actually deserve a Tiger Bin moment.
Yeah, so...
Because, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. So, kung may makakarinig to ng mga seatmates namin, we really tried to police the area. Guys, please, talaga, konting decorum. Let's not spoil it for Hanbin. Let's not spoil it also to our fellow concert goers.
Yeah.
Your seat is your boundary, talaga. For me, ha. I mean, that's my opinion. Based on the comments in the feed post-concert, I think that's the unwritten rule. I think it paid off then in our area. So, kind of nagka-Tiger Bin moment tayo. Everyone kind of calmed down. He traversed. I think dahil nagmamadali na siya, supposedly, dapat liliko na siya towards VIP na agad. I mean, like, head towards the stage. Pero since nakita niya sa silver right, I don't know kung in-imagine ko lang to, pero if I were him, since nakita niya na all clear yung aisle namin, lumiko pa siya, which was surprising to me. Like, super nagulat ako. So, I'm like, oh my gosh, dumayag siya sa amin. So kami, naka-ano kami ng decent interaction ng yung aisle experience. We got one. And then, yeah, he went in like half of the way dun sa aisle na yon. And then he turned back, which is understandable kasi super likod na yun eh. So he had to go back and go to the VIP, center right aisle. Pabalik dun sa stage. And even dun sa encore, it happened again. I think the third unreleased song, ang tagal niya dun sa area namin na yung jumping part na siya.
Yeah.
Ang tagal niya dun. Again, because ang bait namin. Ang bait namin. And I think at that point talaga, even the bouncers were more vigilant. I think the bouncers kasi talaga, I'm not sure kasi if it's a bouncer lapse, is it Hanbin telling them na, hey, wag mong harangan. Pwede kasi, in terms of the yung bouncer na pagharang, mas vigilant sila towards the latter side, yung mas likod na side, as opposed to the VIP side. I'm not sure kung anong factors, kung bakit ganun yung situation. So yun, so ang masasabi ko lang na, yes, you do have your moment, but at the same time, kind of spoiler then for the others. And to be honest, it kind of dampened then my experience during the concert.
And that was, I know guys, coming from a Binik then. Pidinim is like the resident Binik of Honey's. For me, I really think that we could have behaved better given the fact that there is already a precedent incident during the fan meet. And kudos din to Charisma BI kasi I remember I attended the spaces. So, minention din nila yun. Like, let's all be respectful. Like, let's not film above our heads, which happened during the fan meet. And also, as much as possible, walang tatayo sa seat. Okay lang naman na tumayo, pero huwag kayong tumayo from the seats kasi nga, accidents could also happen. But apparently, there are incidents pa rin that the fans couldn't really contain themselves, no? And I think in the previous episodes, we did mention that there are really consequences, guys. I'm pretty sure Three Angles or even BI's team are taking notes of like how fans behave in a certain venue or in a certain country. And we are gonna reap those consequences later on. I mean, we will not know if there would be less fan interactions or maybe less perks. I don't know. Pero that's a possibility. Nakita naman ni PDNM yun. At some point, nakaupo na lang ako sa upuan ko. Like, hindi na ako masyadong pumped up. Like, I think the only time that I got my adrenaline pumping back was nung nag-encore siya ng Dot Day. Seeing also that some people from our section, even when the people down below are going wild, nakaupo lang kami. Mm. Bait nila. At some point, given the fact that the area where PDNM and I are seated, we're at actually the second row of the silver section. Mahihiya kang tumayo kasi the rest of the people behind you are seated down. Okay, sige, let's just respect each other and let's not stand up unless Hanbin would invite us to stand up. Mm. So may mga ganong moments na, I mean, I'm not glorifying our section, but there is what we call concert etiquette. Mm. And I think we should try as much as possible to follow that, even when it's not in the fine print, because it collectively shows the behavior of Filipino IDs. Siguro parang understatement na rin yung medyo nakakahiya yung some actions that were done, like people standing up from literally like crossing the venue just because you want to reach out to Hanbin, or hurting other co-IDs just to get to where Hanbin is. Diba? Parang that is really uncalled for. And seeing the fan cams and seeing how other IDs experienced the concert, kind of heartbreaking din siya for me as a fangirl, because that's not how you experience a concert. That's not how you experience an idol. We're all here. We paid for the same tickets. And we can also respect each other, even when it's not written in the fine print, guys. I just really hope that we learn from this. We don't just move forward, or we don't just do things because it's fun for us. We should also think of the experience of others and also the experience of Hanbin. I mean, I cannot speak for Hanbin. Like, was he uncomfortable? We don't know that. Pero definitely with the fan reactions after the concert, there were complaints that they were uncomfortable.
Actually, to that point, the fact that Hanbin stopped the show.
Right, I mean, right.
It's not that we're guessing how he felt. I mean, the fact right. that he stopped the show and told you, nah, we won't have an encore if you keep going on this way.
I yeah. know.
I mean, that's like, not
get a
guessing.
Clue.
That's
I already spelled it out right? for you.
So, ganon. For fans who maybe think, na, oh, every fan for himself. Eh, kasi ako, nakaka-iba. I don't care. I want to run to my idol, fine, and you don't. But at least care about what your idol feels, diba? Yeah, parang,
right.
At the very least. And he told you.
Then once in a while, every other song, as in talang, yun, ulit niya, safety first, ganyan, ganyan. Kasi I think nga,
right.
Having a conversation of him going down, minsan talaga, B.I., okay lang, huwag ka nang buwab.
Like ako, to be honest, point, I was telling PD yeah. na parang wag na siyang bumaba. Like, we deserve not to have that interaction. Given the fact that there's that kind of behavior.
I guess I'm talking to Hanbin now. Now that you have two forays as a single artist here in Manila, nabigay mo na yung yearning to be close to us. I think that registers yeah. naman to us. So, we won't fault you if you deprive us. Of this
yeah.
next time. That's just my opinion. Dati nga, walang ganyan.
I know. The nearest that you can get is a very close photo
yeah.
or video.
For example, for us, lalo na mga silver and bronze, my gosh, when can you have an opportunity for that price tier for your K-idol
right.
to be that near? So perspective that we do capture the opportunities, but at the same time, we have to be mindful of how he thinks and how other people think then of how we act in the moment.
Right.
Yeah. All in all, it's a good concert. I think it was pretty successful. And may mga positives talaga. I don't know why everyone was laughing and Hanbin was laughing. But apparently, he forgot the lyrics pala. So, that was a funny part. I think nakaupo kasi siya sa side ng stage. No? Nag-hardcore
right,
rap
right.
siya, whatever. Then he forgot it. Tapos
natawa na lang siya.
Natawa na lang din siya. Kaya yun. And then as mentioned earlier, yung unreleased song sa dulo. What a new but very good talaga closer to the entire thing. And then, of course, for us and for us, ni Pao, the opportunity na twice siya dumaan sa amin.
Opo niya talaga.
Got good footage. And alam talaga natin na si Pao ay napaka... talaga, she shuts down, guys. Hindi ko talaga alam. Si Pao kasi nasa mismong aisle. Ako yung sa second seat niya sa kaliwa. Kinda stupid ko rin as a binik. Bakit nga ba hindi kami nag-switch ng seats?
I know.
Kasi she had that experience na sa una. Bakit nga ba doon sa encore song? Bakit nga ba hindi kami nag-switch? Para ako naman yung may moment, diba? Pero wala. So I have like this sobrang glorious footage of Pao just staring straight ahead kahit nakatabi niya si Hanbin. Di niya talaga matingnan sa mata. I love it. Kaya ayun. Thank you to the person from Silver, right? Who are across us. Meron kami nakikitang footage. Nakita kami ni Pao
yeah.
while Hanbin was going to
right.
our aisle. I don't know why. I was looking at my phone. So, makikita mo yun from that angle na nakakover yung face ko. I was talking to myself na, bakit hindi mo? Tingnan yung nasa harap mo, diba? But I think it's more of innate lang kasi nga hindi ko napaprocess na ang lapit na niya. So, I was looking at him, I think, when there was a selfie moment before our aisle. So,
yeah.
again, guwapo siya, guys. Mabango siya.
Mabango niya. And bonus because his hair is black.
This is the peak as hot as like been. We love him in his dark hair era talaga.
Right.
Kudos to the stylist, kudos to Onni, makeup artist.
Makeup artist.
Flawless si Kuya. Chef's kiss. Kaya,
gusto ko lang so i-defend good. Yung sarili ko ah. If you guys are listening to our other episodes, I think in the third episode in which Dane and I discussed that we saw Bobby's mom in Seoul.
Yeah, oh my God.
I mean, nanay pa lang ni Bobby yun ah. Nag-shutdown na yung brain
and
ko.
And to clarify, we saw her from afar. We did not do anything. We just saw.
And I remember there was also a time in which Dane and I were eating at Yunyoung's family's restaurant and she was at the line of sight nung door. And then she made a reaction na, oh my God! Akala ko dumating si Yunyoung. Yun pala, yung tatay lang ni Yunyoung. Wala, shutdown. So, and yeah, I mean, it's really part of my DNA to shut down when a family member of an idol and the idol is right in front of me. Wala na. Pero okay lang din yun. At least I can still remember that I am a human being. Diba? And like the idol is a human being.
Yeah.
So parang as much as possible, I really don't like invading the space of Hanbin din. So for me, I think that's a good thing that, you know, shutting down. And then maaalala mo na lang na dapat ginawa ko.
Oh, parang, ay, bait nga ba?
Ganun. Ano ba ako walang ginawa? Nagdala ako ng Hanbin doll. All this time, wala.
Hindi niya pinakita. Hanbin got yung print out of his face. Of his face, eh. Inawakan niya. That could have been a moment, pero feel kami ni Pao talaga on that.
Parang, hindi talaga kami pang ganun.
Hindi namin na-process. Yung the type of tickets then that we have, we're not used to this very close interaction. And to be honest, we prefer it that way because ito.
Yeah. Keeping a safe distance and loving from afar.
Hindi kami pang fansign.
Hindi kami pang ganun.
Naganood lang ng fansign.
Yeah.
Pero, hindi yung aakit na magpapasign.
Exactly.
Hindi talaga.
Just get embarrassed.
Walang mahihita sa amin yung mga idols.
So yeah, so all in all, still a good solo concert.
I think
he enjoyed the experience. And then apart from that, nung mismong day na yon, the rest of the week, we are peppered with all of these announcements. Oh my God, what is happening? Various activities to look forward to on BI side. Meron ng BILOL Part 1 album na about to be released.
I think dapat nag-release siya ng Part 2 before the LOL Asia Tour.
Oh.
But he decided to postpone it and have the tour. And then he will release later this year. So, exciting din. Knowing that there's that intimate secret. Alam mo yun, parang it's a secret between the concert attendees, like what the songs will be, how will it sound like. So, it's a good secret to keep.
Now that you mentioned it, I think yun din yung, I guess, plan of attack talaga ni Hanbin.
Right,
when it comes
to
interacting with the fans. So, he enables even the lower price tiers to
really
get close to him. And even this one na may something na very, tayo-tayo lang.
Premium yun, premium.
Exclusive. Yes.
You won't get to experience that with Hanbin in Icon. I mean,
right.
I doubt that will happen.
Ngayon tuloy parang naisip ko, what if natuloy si Bobby sa Wonderland? Will he sing an unreleased song too?
Pero pili ko masyadong big of a venue eh.
Sa bagay.
What if nag-crowd surf siya? No, oh my God.
Oh my God.
I doubt it, but I mean.
Okay.
Now we can.
Na. The regrets are oozing.
Yeah. Speaking of Bobby, if he was in Wonderland, I think there was a teaser then na what if he performs his upcoming single, The
Surprise
in Wonderland. Yeah. So parang, oh my God, so Bobby's single will be released?
21st release.
He has a fan club, right?
Yes.
For Japan.
For Japan.
Yeah.
Si Sir.
Ngayon tuloy kapag tinatawag ko yung ibang idols na Sir, parang nakikita ko yung face ni Bobby.
Pao, you need to find all the times you called him Sir. Because I'm sure
meron
in our episodes.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure, a couple of times.
It's like, oo, kasi you guys favorite reviving. Word ko yun. Pag hindi ko na alam, hindi ko na alam si Sir.
So, parang frustrated ka na sa kanya. Oh my
alam
God.
Alam mo, I really feel that he lurks. He lurks in Twitter and he sees people calling him Sir. I mean, come on, diba? Like,
I'm
pretty sure. So, yeah. So there's gonna be that release. Oh, and for the merch people, it's gonna be like 3 covers. So mag-ipon na kayo, guys.
Wow.
It's gonna contain 2 songs only. Imagine that, like 2 songs.
Oh my God.
He's gonna release 3 covers
of
the single. guys, I already computed how much the merch will be. Like, oh my gosh, it's not gonna be cheap. That's what I can say.
Dapat bumalik yan to funding more Bobby and more Icon.
Right.
No. Yeah.
I think the songs were written by him. So it's really something that we should all look
excited.
I hope that it slaps hard.
Again. I know. Oh like, my gosh. I hope it slaps. Yes.
I hope the style is kind of the same.
Yeah.
Because that's the type of Bobby that we kind of lean towards. Okay, fine, experiment and stuff. But I don't love it.
Oh my gosh, pag ganun, ma-force tayo to fly out to see him.
Yeah, let's do this!
Bobby has some solo activities in Japan.
Yeah.
So, tempting, if I'm not mistaken, parang
one hour lang.
Event. So I'm like, oh, so
like, there's a matinee and there's a gala time slot.
So I wonder how that goes. So, right. But you know, this is a sign of things to come, like testing the waters.
Yeah.
Come here, pupunuin namin yan. Pero ayusin naman dati yung pricing, guys. My God, yung pricing. Pero, I mean, there's gonna be a lot of hype around Bobby's solo activity.
Right.
Definitely. There's a following here, guaranteed.
Yes.
Sana diretsyong stadium na tayo.
Oo nga, oh my God.
Stadium, Masaka Joe.
Parang hindi ko ata kaya kung mag-renew frontier ulit.
Oh my God.
So yes, good job to Bobby. Looking forward to the future activities. And then sana we can record them for our reviews of that one. And then another blindside news. Jungye has another drama. Apart from the one with Yui na, right? Around mga end of...
Inikilig si Dane.
So proud.
Meron naman tayong isa.
Who
would
have thought?
Chanwoo, are you seeing this? Chanwoo. The audacity. You know, I'm gonna eat my words, lalo na kung super talented pala yung acting ni Junhae. I really have to watch na. Kahit na I'm low-key shading Junhae, pero yung pala, ganun pala niya.
You'll surprise you, malay mo.
I know, yun yan.
May mabubudol na naman.
I mean, ginawa ko siyang VIP, diba dati? Full of surprises tong si Kuya, sir.
Now I'm thinking of Junhae. You know how Chris Hemsworth got Thor, diba? He took Liam. Yeah. Liam was auditioning. Chris got the role. I wonder if ganun din sila ni Chanwoo. Won't that be
like maybe Chanwoo was the one and then you look like more of the character, the look and the feel. It's really you. You're hired. Ganun.
Oh my gosh,
si Chanwoo kasi mas very focused eh. Gusto natin na yung kinda spaced out. Ipagka 4D. Si Chanwoo kasi parang hindi halatang 4D. May pagka 4D din siya parang hindi halata. So, oh my God. So, good luck. Good luck and good job, Junhae.
Junhae, please give us a sagok. I really want to see you in a handbook. Feeling ko kasi bagay sa kanya yung the mischievous historical person.
For sure. Like,
mga sungpyong kwan, ganong level.
Oh, mga sungpyong kwan na
masawal.
Yes. Oh my God. Winner yun, winner.
That would be a really nice flavor.
Kasi nakakatawa siya dun sa script reading din. Parang pinang behaved mo. Show your true weird colors, man. Nakakatawa.
Pero grabe, I mean, this is very encouraging din talaga na the individual members talaga are getting these opportunities and grabbing on these opportunities.
Yeah.
And of course, our pinnacle announcement last week is the Icon World Tour. Yung totoo ko. But I guess for the people in Australia and New Zealand, they would say na hindi siya totoong world tour, no? Pero at least ito, hindi naman yung nakakatawang world tour na may skipping.
Siya lang.
Ito yung legit world tour. Wow! Yeah. As in,
yay.
Icon.
Yay!
They have a Europe leg and they also have an American
Chanwoo's finally gonna get to go to Europe.
Iconic, start saving for it.
And before we forget, Jinan is also gonna come out with a solo. So it's not yet announced, but it's gonna come out, I guess, later this year as promised by 143ENT. So let's also support the Young of Icon because it's his first solo album. And hopefully he gets to perform not only in concerts but even in music shows because I remember he's already gonna be up for enlistment.
Yeah.
So this is a very good kick off also of his solo career before he goes to the military.
Is his musical still ongoing? Because I still see a lot of fan cams. Or done na. Oh.
November yung first run. Eh. So dapat by now nag-close na yan.
Yeah. Yun Yung always goes on TikTok, like he live streams, like when he's eating, ganyan. So, If you miss him.
Doing social media stuff.
He's the social media king of icons. Mm. So, as expected.
And then Dongyuk, sporadically we see him then, like, in some dance stuff.
Yes.
So yeah, looking forward to the Icon World Tour. I'm sure it's going to be amazing.
Oh my gosh, I'm finally going to see Pau in person.
Yeah. I know!
Yeah.
It has been 3 years, my
it's
gosh.
It's crazy.
Tsaka yung mga merch ni Dane nandito pa sa shelf ko. So
tsaka yung ball ni June, which sounds good. But...
I'm keeping it warm, yeah. So don't worry. It's warm and
who
toast.
Knows, we might get June's we'll other get balls. So now we have both
more
balls.
More balls.
Now we have both June's balls. With our
that actor, Ku Jin-hye.
Stand corrected.
Nakakatawa, no? Si Chanu yung actor talaga and yun yung went to actor school. But then again,
si June falls. June. Like, he just falls into things. He started dancing. Hindi naman siya kumakanta, diba? In the beginning. Nag-rap pa nga siya eh. And then, suddenly, he's
I love
singing,
your expression. Parang he just falls into things. That's so, like, Junior. He just falls into things.
And, but he works hard kasi yeah, whatever he, works he falls hard. Into.
Yeah. Hindi naman siya lazy in that yeah. way.
Hindi naman siya entitled na yung description niya sa sarili like, niya. Like,
no, lazy.
A lazy genius.
Yeah, lazy genius siya. So, a lot of things to look forward to. Yes, thank you again to all the Hanbin local fan clubs, Christmas BI and BI Philippines for, again, doing all of these special fan projects and fan arrangements, diba? To elevate then the fan experience. So, huwag kayong ma-discourage despite the other ID behavior. But yeah, super kudos and good job for all your efforts.
I just also want to insert kudos to the Bobby fan clubs.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes.
And even Icon Philippines for actually really pursuing fan projects despite what happened.
Yeah.
I think there were tweets in which they still met and they still
gave away stuff.
Took pictures.
They filmed the video. Giveaways. I think they filmed the video for Bobby. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Right.
So, yeah.
Sobrang thankful talaga ako dun sa mga local fan clubs. Because,
yeah, really for corralling people and
yes.
taking the initiative then to try to capitalize to capitalize the situation kahit na you know, we have all this disheartening news.
Yeah.
So good job to all the local fan clubs and they will make it up to us. So
we're ready.
Ready. So anything to promote?
Yes. So, like and subscribe.
So, my YouTube channel is now out and I've been posting I think almost every day, guys, nagpo-post yata ako ng unboxing videos and like YouTube shorts of merch because I really collect them. So please subscribe and click the bell icon for Pawprint TV. And if you look for the hashtag NunaUnbox and also NunaReacts, I'm the one that is behind those hashtags. So please do support me, my YouTube channel, para at least diba, dumami pa yung unboxing ng merch. Kasi I really enjoy like sharing the experience of showing you guys the merchandise that I have of my favorite groups. Kasi, diba, syempre, lang naman, ang lungkot kaya mag-unbox mag-isa. So, yeah, let me do that with you. So, please subscribe, Pawprint TV, and YouTube.
Meron ka din bang 50,000 pesos na photo card?
Sige, for the record, my most expensive merch is 5,000 pesos. It's actually not an Icon merch. It's a shiny merch of their 2018 CD DVD.
Mm. Yeah,
so that is something iconic, I guess, for my collection. That's the most expensive na, guys. I will not even dare to go beyond 5,000.
So what's funny is that mas mahal pa yung merch ko for pa. Kasi that blasted EXO shirt. That blasted EXO shirt, I think, is around 6.5.
Grabe yun.
And that was years ago. So, counting inflation, I mean.
So, that's the most expensive. Ironic lang. Dane, go. How about you?
Actually, wala. For sure, lower than you guys. I have, like, the hoodies na Icon. Although, actually, yung shiny na photo book. The first one, na dalawa, yung Night and Day. Actually, mahal yun eh. Hindi ko na maalala.
Dane, I got mine for 20,000 won.
Ah, won. Okay.
Not bad. Hindi, no? 20,000 pesos. Yeah, not bad talaga.
Yeah.
Hindi ko pinakawalan yun nung nakita ko siya na parang 10,000 won lang. Totoo ba? That's pinakonfirm ko pa sa counter.
Yun yung parang shocks na budol ako. Kasi di din ako like super sold but then I wanted it. Tapos it was parang expensive. Yeah. Like in my mind.
It was expensive back in the day.
Oo, so parang, pero binili ko siya.
Actually, kayo na mahal din yung merch ni Hanbin. So like, itong bandana is 2,000.
Oh.
Yeah, so kayo na mahal. Kung hindi siya nasa harap ko, hindi ko siya papatulan. Alam mo yun? Okay naman siya, not bad. I think it's very versatile din kasi. Tapos parang, wala naman, hindi ako masyadong BI merchandise.
Tapos ang cute din ng color. I like the color.
Itong color, it's like greenish blue.
Nice.
Kind of shiny-ish, actually. Kind of shiny.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, so Dane, promote.
Yeah, I have a story on Wattpad that I'm trying to update regularly. It's called Flower Boy Delivery. So yeah, hope you can check it out.
Yeah. Masasabi lang namin bilang beta readers ni Dane. Maganda yung
content. Thank you.
Yeah. We've read.
Yes.
One of the early manuscripts of this. So check that out, guys. And then as usual ako, wala akong ipopromote to the public space. So just listen pa rin to Connie's podcast. So
behave
yeah.
better.
Yeah, yun. Oh yeah, yun na lang yung public ano ko, service announcement. But I think my major hangover is more on the missed opportunity talaga of having the tandem boot at the same time. What if, what could have been moment natin. So yeah, I think we're good.
Okay, so thanks guys for listening to our podcast. Please do follow us in Twitter at Fanatic, si PD Nim, at Icon Fast Fiction, si Dane, and at Icon Pick Fix. And please do let us know if you have contents that you want us to cover, or if you guys want to collaborate with us, we are very much open to do that. I guess we'll see you guys on the next episode. So that's it. Bye!